Welcome, welcome. This is the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. This is Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust you're having a beautiful, amazing day. So, I was just on TikTok and I saw a video and I was inspired to do a podcast. So, before I get into what I'm talking about, shout out to Robbie Scott. Because when I tell you this TikTok had me rolling, but it's so true. So before I talk about it, I'm going to go ahead and play it. And we will discuss. One moment.
Time to watch Netflix, you have time to get a side hustle. Let me just say it like that.
Not every waking moment of your short-ass motherfucking life needs to be spent working, hustling, moving around. Okay? You are allowed to sit down after a long day at your 9-to-5 and watch some shit TV. And you are not required to hate yourself for it. I don't know what's going on, but I keep seeing so many videos on my FYP of people talking about how we should just be constantly challenging ourselves, constantly trying something new, constantly moving and doing and making more money. And look, I'm someone who literally never sits down. Ask anyone who knows me. It's the truth. If there is so much as an ass crack of daylight in the sky, I am up and I'm moving. I'm working. I'm doing school work. I'm working out. I've done those stupid ass surveys, okay? And anyone who is telling you to do them has clearly never actually done them themselves because they make you no fucking money, okay? I've done Instacart, DoorDash. I make money on this app. I have done every side hustle in the book. But we are not meant to be in a constant state of stress. Our nervous systems are not designed to be constantly activated. Should we challenge ourselves sometimes? Should we push ourselves out of our comfort zone? Duh. Duh. That is the only way to grow and to overcome struggles.
Oh my God. Listen, y'all. I listened to that about 3 times and I was busted out laughing. Oh my goodness. The duh just, it hit on a soul level. Let me tell you something. That is something that I have been dealing with the past couple years. And that's something that I know so well. This constantly having to do something. Listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm just going to be so real with you. A couple years ago, I had a burnout. I did. When I tell you, all I could literally do was just do my job, but everything else I literally had to put aside. Okay. So I had my 9-to-5. I was working my Vibrate with Venus business. And don't get it twisted. I love my Vibrate with Venus business. That was my baby. The customers and clients that I work with, I love them. The people that supported me, I love them. My supporters on the podcast. But I'm just being real with y'all. But anyway, getting back to the story. Okay, so I was working my 9-to-5, my Vibrate with Venus business. I was learning a new language. Also, I was taking other courses that was supposed to edify my career, my business. When I tell y'all, I literally had a to-do list from the time I got up to the time I went to sleep. No lie. And so that's just my personal life. Then also, at that time, I was dating a person that somewhat was stressing me out. My friendships were rocky. I just had a lot going on. And I must admit, I bought the lie that in order to be valuable, you always have to be perfect. You always have to be perfect, or rather, that's not the word I was looking for. The word I was looking for, productive. I bought that lie. And it was so bad, y'all. I would be tired and want to take a nap, but wouldn't take a nap. So I literally would be fighting myself for rest. Literally. I lie down in bed and be like, oh, well, I could do this. I could do that. And like Robbie said in that TikTok, we're not saying there's something wrong with stretching yourself and doing more. But I don't believe we're supposed to be just constantly doing. I must admit, I think this has something to do with this society we live in, this capitalistic society. And listen, I don't hate capitalism. I see it for what it is. And I realize, you know, it's always a sacrifice one way or another. And you got to do what's good for you. But I just realized that constantly being busy, constantly. Y'all, listen, I got to the point where I just stopped reading fiction books. I was just reading spiritual books. And don't get it twisted, I am a spiritual girly, okay? I love talking about chakras. I love woo-woo stuff. I love Neville Gardner. I love Reverend Ike. Listen, I like Florence. Listen, when it comes to spiritual stuff, I love it. But even in my spiritual inner devotion, I had become to the point where it was just techniques, it was affirming, it was visualizing. And don't get it twisted, I still feel that an inner devotional practice, it is important for me. Don't get it twisted. That is something that balances me. However, it should not be a religion, if that makes sense. And I got to the point where I rarely gave myself the opportunity to just relax and not be busy, or not, quote unquote, be making money or making content. And like I said, eventually I had a meltdown. I just got to the point where I could not do anything. I was just energetically just tired and stressed out. So yeah, I don't buy into that. I don't believe constantly being busy means you're going to always be the most productive. And if you look at some of the most successful people in the world, not all the times, but some of the times, the people that make all the money and have all the resources, not all the time, a lot of times those people are stressed out. They'll tell you they had to sacrifice relationships with themselves, which is their health, or relationships with their family, their wife, their children. Or I've seen some high execs say, hey, they wish when their children were younger, they were more involved. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm just at that place in my life where I'll say the last year or so, I've been consciously being where my feet are. And I must admit, it is still something that I work on, not being super, super, super busy for the sake of being busy or for the sake of being productive. You know, I remember an ex-lover of mine, she used to tell me, she was like, you know, why do you feel like you always got to be busy or you always have to be doing something? Like, there's not an indivisible committee sitting around judging you. Did you do this? Did you do that? And yeah, I remember that. And it always stuck with me. But yeah, I'm just at that place in my life where, you know, I'm not trying to constantly be busy. And sometimes my greatest downloads or ideas come when I'm chilling. Like the other day, I started back watching SpongeBob, and I love SpongeBob. SpongeBob is hilarious, okay? And shout out to the person that just recently texted me and they asked what I was doing. And I was like, I'm chilling. I'm watching SpongeBob. And they were like, oh, and I was like, yeah, I'm chilling. No, I'm not busy. I don't have to be busy all day, every day. I don't always have to fill my time in something that's quote unquote making money or creating. Because the truth of the matter is, if we want to take it on the spiritual realm, we're always creating. But I just don't feel like I always have to be busy. I don't want that type of life. I don't want that type of existence where I don't have the opportunity to just like relax and just like being more of my feminine energy. And don't get it twisted, there are certain times where we have to, in my opinion, you have to be more organized. You do need to have things more detailed and itemized on what you should be doing. I get that. But I just don't feel like it has to be all the time. Just like on the flip side, I feel like you don't want to be lying down and not doing anything 100% either. I think it's a matter of just being in the middle. And actually, he talks about that further in the TikTok. He talks about, you know, there's another thing that's you're super busy all the time, and then you're quote unquote super lazy. You want to find your middle. So that's why I've been carving out time in my day and when I plan for just not doing anything, just relaxing and just getting my sleep on. Especially on the weekend, I like to sleep in late, like past 12 o'clock. And my mom is like, child, how are you able to just sleep late? Because I can. I don't want to be woken up. Like Monday through Friday, typically I'm woken up to start my day. But on the weekend when I'm off, I just want to get my sleep on and just move how I want to move. That feels better for me. And I know everybody is different, but I've definitely dated some people and been in community with people that's like, go, 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 go. And I will say this before I go. If you are that type of person where you constantly have to be busy, you always have to be productive, you always have to make money, and if you are sitting still, you feel like something is wrong or something is missing, I think you need to take an inventory of that and just take a look at that. Because I'm going to be honest, I've seen people with that mindset where spirit, the universe, God, or their higher self, whoever you want to say it, however you want to call it, they end up having to sit down. For whatever reason, not trying to speak any negativity over anybody. But yeah, we're not robots. We're not AI. We don't have to constantly be producing and being busy and making things and creating things. And as I stated before, sometimes when I'm resting, relaxing, eating some good food, even having like a good workout, that's when sometimes I get the inspirations or the ideas to create, do, be, and have those things that I want. So anyway, like I said, I was watching TikTok and this video was hilarious. He had me rolling laughing. I said, oh my God, let me stop what I'm doing. I need to go make a podcast because this is something that is dear to me. This is something that I'm currently and presently working through. Being a perfectionist and always have to be busy, always have to create, and you know, 8 to 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. having something planned. No, I don't want to live that type of life. So on that note, you know, I absolutely appreciate you and I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.